Welcome to the Sandlot Show. We're getting close to school starting soon. A lot of you guys, unfortunately, got to hit the books here in about 2 weeks. Hope you got some baseball in. Hope you got some good vacations in. On our show this week, got a couple ASU coaches for you and some other interviews and trivia. I want to thank our sponsors, Deer Valley Credit Union, Sandlot Baseball Academies, Arizona Baseball Network, and Victory Lane Sports Park for helping us out with the show. Sit back and listen in.
I'm Jeff Decker from Sunrise Mountain High School, and I'm here listening to the Sandlot.
Hi, we're at Packard Stadium. We're with Arizona State Assistant Coach Tim Esme. Tim, thanks for coming on the show. Your background, I know you were a very good player at Horizon High School and played at ASU and later moved on to coaching. I think you coached for Coach Brock for a while.
That's correct.
And then head coached at Utah and then back to ASU.
Yes.
What I wanted to talk to you today about was club ball. A lot of our listeners are going to be in the club ball community, and there's, you know, a lot of good programs out there, and a lot of kids are getting to play a lot more serious baseball for a longer period of time. Is your son Cooper play?
Yes, Cooper plays with a team out of Scottsdale, the Sun Devils. So
that's appropriate.
Yeah, it's very appropriate. Well, the guy, Scott Benefield, who runs the program, is a diehard Sun Devil fan, and so that was set up even before Coop even got involved, so it's been a great experience.
Well, that's a good fit. And the club ball, what are you? Are you just a dad and watch, or do you get involved?
You know, I really do just want to be a dad. I want Cooper to get used to being around good people and playing for other people and understanding, you know, everybody has different ways of doing things, so I really have just tried to just enjoy it and come out and just be a dad and watch Coop play and enjoy. It's actually more relaxing because then I don't have to worry about the outcome. I don't have to worry about who's doing what. It's kind of more true baseball for me.
Well, that's cool. That's great. Just regarding club ball, I know you handle a lot of the recruiting for Arizona State, and then just in your history of being involved with college baseball, you know, what's your opinion of this club ball stuff going where kids are playing year-round? And, you know, are you seeing or have you noticed, you know, a progression and basically an impact out there, the type of talent that's available for you to look at? And, you know, if you just want to comment on that, we'd love to hear that.
You know, I've been in college baseball now 20-some years, and the progression that club ball has taken has been amazing. It wasn't. You know, when I first got into this thing, coaching college baseball, it wasn't you didn't see that. You know, it was Little League and all that. And being in Utah, you know, Utah started really is really involved. And their club baseball is incredible because of the weather. So they play a lot during the summer. So the club ball scene has definitely changed the landscape of even college baseball, because now the kids that we're starting to recruit now have had that opportunity to grow up through the club ball situation. And club ball, just to me, just watching it and watching the progression, it's just more baseball. You know, the kids are taught how to lead off at an earlier age. They're taught, you know, how to hold runners. They're taught some things that they didn't necessarily get, you didn't used to get.
Yeah,
and the more baseball they play, the more, you know, baseball is a playing game. It's hand-eye coordination. So the more you play, the more you experience, the more there's things that they understand. So without a doubt, club ball has become a major impact. You know, we don't just recruit high school coaches or talk to the high school teams anymore. We talk to their club ball team coaches now too, because those kids might even spend more time with those guys than they do with their high school teams.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of freshman kids. It seems to be more of a benefit to get back into club ball for the summer and in the fall until the teams get back together at school. But club ball's definitely having an impact, and it's growing everywhere. On the Sandlot Show, you know, we call it the Sandlot because we like to get to our guests and find out a little bit about your younger years. Did you grow up here in Phoenix?
Yeah, I grew up in Arizona.
Okay. Well, what we'd like to find out is, like, when you were younger and you guys had to go play some ball somewhere, make up a game or whatever, what was some of your Sandlot?
We played this game where it only took four guys. It was two-on-two. We go to the Little League Park, and we get out a bat, and you could only hit it, you know, to the second base, to third base side. You couldn't hit it to the right side. Or some days we might say you can only hit it to, but you'd have a shortstop and an outfielder. You would pitch to your own guy. There'd be no running involved. And if it was hit by the shortstop on the ground, it was a base hit. If it got by the outfielder, it was a triple. If you hit it over their head. So we used to play for hours just 2-on-2 with a regular bat at this Little League park, and we'd play until, you know, we couldn't take the heat anymore, and then we'd go, somebody had a pool, we'd go home and swim, and then we'd end up playing pool baseball. So it was like that. We played baseball all day long, and it was great because there was no expectations. You know, you didn't have coaches, you didn't have parents, nobody was telling you what the score needed to be or how you had to play. It was just the trueness of just playing, and playing as long as you wanted to play.
True baseball, that's cool. Yeah, I grew up out here too, and we same stuff, pool ball and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you being on the show, and you guys got UCLA coming up this weekend, and you guys had a great start, and you're right in the thick of things of the Pac-10
race. Yeah, it really is now getting to that point where this is the fun part, because now every weekend, you know, it's so bunched up that every game's important now to try and place yourself in a good position for postseason.
Okay, well, again, appreciate you being on the show, and good luck.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Don Pruitt with the 12U Desert Cat Baseball Club, and I love listening to the Sandlot Radio Show.
Our next guest on the Sandlot Show this week is Andy Stankiewicz. He's an assistant coach at Arizona State, played with the D-backs in a lot of major league teams, and is involved in youth baseball. Andy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I just kind of ran into you at it's kind of a 16-under, 18-under tournament in the summer. I know your boy's playing on a team in the tournament, but it's actually the day of the Super Series, and you guys got a big game tonight.
Yeah, we are. We host Fresno State in the Super Regional in the three-game series, and we're ready. We're ready. We're excited. Game one is tonight, and the boys are really, really excited about getting this thing going. You know, we've had a great year thus far, and we feel like we can support, obviously, to play well and keep moving and hopefully make it to Omaha.
You guys got an awesome team. I'm a big Devil fan. I've been out there a lot to watch it this year. What do you think about the draft stuff right before tournaments like this? I mean, a lot of the Devils got drafted the other day.
Yeah.
Did you guys celebrate or anything?
Yeah, well, we had practice. I mean, pretty much during that whole morning out, we were practicing pretty during that day. And so the guys were excited about it, and all the teammates were excited about the guys that got drafted. And it's exciting. It's a good time. The tricky part is to make sure guys don't get too locked into that, and they understand we've still got, you know, this weekend and again, hopefully, the following couple weekends. But Coach Murphy does a real good job of making sure these guys are locked in and focused in on this first, and obviously our team. And then, you know, when we're done, there's guys that want to sign, and we certainly expect quite a few of them to sign and start their pro careers. But, you know, a lot of coaches get a little frustrated with the draft being right now. It's probably no perfect time. But the key is to make sure you guys understand that first things first is our college team, and then that will happen next.
So now you got a couple boys playing youth ball, or you got one boy in high school, right?
Right. We have Drew is our oldest. He's at Gilbert High School. He'll be a sophomore next year, and he's playing on this Firebirds team over here in the 16U tournament. And it's great. Great experience for him, great exposure. It's the first time he played in a club team back in Gilbert for a couple years, but it was kind of mixed in with Pop Warner football and youth basketball. So this is probably the first time he's really kind of got a little more locked into more of a consistent team, and he seems to be enjoying it. So, you know, where it goes, I don't know. I want him to have fun and enjoy the game. That's first great. And foremost.
You got a little guy coming up too, right?
Yeah, we have a little leaguer who's in Gilbert American Little League, and then I have two daughters that also play softball in the Little League too. So
you're going to be coaching for a while.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a kick. You know, my wife and I, her more than me. I'm at school out working with our guys, but she's hustling, taking kids, you know, to and from, just like so many moms out here.
Good
doing.
Mom,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So now you're grew up in California?
I did. Grew up in Los Angeles and went to Pepperdine and then started my professional career out of there, and then we moved to Phoenix in 1994. Just thought it'd be a good idea to get out of LA, and it's been a great move for us. We really enjoy it here in Phoenix.
Super. Well, this is the Sandlot Show, so we want to know, when you were growing up, would you and your buddies, where were your Sandlots? What kind of games did you guys used to play?
You know what? We were a big, we call it over the line. I don't know if
Yeah. Beach?
Right? Well, not beach, but just go to the park, and because you never could get, you know, that many guys together. So if you got five or six guys together, you made that imaginary line, and ground ball by the line is a base hit, and the line drive by the first guy is a double. You know, and triple, and then over someone's head's a homer. And so, we're the big wiffle ball guys in the front yard.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah.
Well, that was great. Well, listen, good luck in that series and the rest of the way, and appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Andy.
I'm Cole Tucker from the Pirates, and I listen to the Sandlot Show.
It's time for the Santisi Brothers trivia question. To put in your answer, just go to the Victory Lane website. That's playvictorylane.com. Go to that Sandlot area, and you'll find the trivia area where you can enter your name and your answer. The first one to put in a correct answer wins a nice gift certificate to Santisi Brothers Pizzeria and Restaurant. I got a good friend and a good baseball player buddy of mine, Tim Dwyer's here with us this week. How you doing, Tim?
Wonderful, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
And Tim's going to help us with that trivia question, so get ready. Here's the question.
All right, what did Babe Ruth, Roger Hornsby, Ted Williams, and Willie Mays all do in their first major league at bat?
All right, there's the question. So go to our website, enter your answer, and win that Santisi Brothers gift certificate. Tim, you having fun playing ball out here, the wood bat?
Absolutely. You guys ought to come out and see it. It's a bunch of old guys having a ton of fun. If you like baseball, this is the place to be.
Thanks, Tim.
Take care, Mike. Hi, my name's Tim Dwyer, and I play with the Players Men's Baseball League. We play in the Woodbat League out at Victory Lane, and we listen to the Sandlot.
Our next guest on the show this week is Mike Chris. He's going to be a sophomore up at Prescott High School. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, thank you.
What do you play on your high school team?
Shortstop and third.
Shortstop and third. So now, I ran into you today because you're down here in Phoenix for some instruction. Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, we try to get down a couple times a month and work out with Ed. So.
Yeah, so you're working out with Ed Campanella and anybody else you come down to see down here?
No, just Ed.
That's good. Good reference for Ed. So now, how'd it go up in Prescott High? That was your freshman year.
We finished 12-6, and it was pretty good.
You hit the ball a little bit, right?
Yeah.
What'd you hit this year?
I think above 500.
Great. That's awesome. I've heard a lot about you. We're going to keep an eye on you. Now, summer ball, what do you do in the summer, or what's your club or, you know, group ball that you play?
I'm playing on SoCal, travel ball from California, and doing summer ball at the high school.
That's cool.
And just keep working out.
Does the Prescott High have a summer team?
Yeah.
So you guys are down here playing the other high schools? And
yeah, we come down tomorrow, actually, to play Cactus Shadows.
You got any brothers or sisters?
I have one younger sister in sixth grade. No, she'll be in seventh.
Great. So what we like to do on the Sandlot show is we kind of go back to when you were younger and up in Prescott. Where did you and your buddies, you know, what were your Sandlots? What were your made-up baseball games that you guys would play?
Actually, we just moved from Wyoming 2 years ago.
Well, let's go to Wyoming then. So what did you do up in Wyoming with your buddies?
We just go out. We did a bunch of wiffle ball in the park and stuff. That was pretty much our Sandlot stuff.
That was the main game?
Yeah, besides baseball.
That's great. Well, Mike, have a good year next year at Prescott. I know you're up there with my old coach, Ted Blake. He's a good guy. He's been up there in Prescott for a while, but I think he's one of the assistant coaches up there. And I know your varsity had a good year, made the playoffs. So we'll keep an eye on you. Thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
Well, thank you for listening to the show this week. I want to thank our guests for helping us out. A couple things coming up at Victory Lane for you baseball people. On Sunday, August 17th, we've got kind of a two-game format on Sunday morning, August 17th. You can get details at our website or contact us at the park. That's for club teams ages 10 through 14. Just something new at the park. Field number 4 has been kind of pushed out with a hitting eye and a Home Depot wall, and it's at 350 to center now, so we've got kind of a different field there for you guys when you play. Coaches, you know, I know you're getting ready for the season, getting your club teams formed for the September tournaments. We've got practice facilities, instructional area there at Victory Lane, and occasionally some practice field time. So if you want to get your team out there, you can check out facility rental prices and other options on our website. The first big tournament at our park will be on August 30th weekend. Rick Peralt's got a nice tournament going there for you, Triple SA. Well, anyway, thanks for listening to the show, and we'll see you all next week.